Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. I am Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and welcome to my show today. The topic today is about your health. So, I hope everyone is keeping safe and healthy with, you know, the increasing heat across the U.S. Talking about our health, you know, I can tell you in the deep south, the heat has been buffered with rainstorms, which is kind of great for us. I know it's not really great for many people whose, you know, land is burning up, but hopefully some relief will come soon to everyone. Today on my show, I have a guest, and we will be talking about vitamins and supplements. I know a lot of people say, oh, why should I take supplements? I don't want to take them. I'm spending too much money. They don't really do anything for me. So we'll be sharing a lot of great tips about how to select good items. And if you're not taking any supplements for your health, I guess I'd probably ask you why not. We're always talking about it's great to eat good food and use food as your medicine. Well, if I'm using food as my medicine and the food is not really that great anymore, am I really getting what I need? So today we're going to be speaking with my guest, who is Mark Mueller. He's the founder of Botanic Innovations and Immunoviva, two companies that are using the pure essence of fruits and herbs and seeds right from the beginning of the plant. We always talk about from farm to table. So he's taking it one step back forward, and he's talking about seeds getting into your supplements to be the best and the strongest and most concentrated viable form to help provide you with all of that energy and source nutrition that you really need. So, Mark, are you with me today?
I am here, yes, I am. Thank you.
Hi, Mark, how are you?
Very good, and you?
Great, thank you. I know Mark, he's coming to us today from the North Midwest, and he says it's really cool out, so tell the people how your weather is there today.
Okay, well, we started out the morning with, the low 60s, I guess it was. I live on a lake in northern Wisconsin, and there was fog on the lake just because the air temperature was a lot cooler than the water temperature. So it's really a very nice day here. It's still only about 70 degrees.
Oh, that sounds absolutely wonderful, especially today because it's already 94 degrees. It looks like it wants to rain here, but it hasn't, and the humidity is 97%. So I wish I could take a trip up your way.
Yeah. Well, it's also very green here, too. We've been fortunate to have ample amount of rainfall this summer.
Oh, that sounds beautiful. So, Mark, today, if you could tell us a little bit about your company, we're all very interested, because I know when I first found your company, I was just going through finding another company. Let's see what kind of products they have. And, oh, the products look great, and maybe it'll be good, but I use about 10, 20 companies already, why should I want to use your company? And I started looking into it, and I found that it was different. It was different in a lot of ways. So if you could tell us a little bit about your company and how you are different.
Certainly. Well, I appreciate your interest, Dr. Gallagher. Yes, we started about 10 years ago, and we are different in the sense that we have a process where we press oils or lipids from plant seeds, and it's considered a cold process because the oil, when it's extracted from the seed, is still basically at room temperature, just a few degrees over room temperature. It's not heated. So most of the oils, for example, that you buy in the grocery store, that are used for cooking oil,
mm-hmm.
have been heated and have had solvents added to them to extract the oil. And then it's heated again to vaporize or distill off the solvents that were used to wash out the oils. So in our process, there is simply no additives. There's no other chemicals that are used. We're just simply using mechanical pressure to extract oils from plant seeds. And we work with really a great variety of fruit and vegetable and herb seeds. We typically do 20 to 25 different seeds as part of our product line. Although over the course of the last 10 or 12 years, we've probably extracted oils from 75 or maybe almost 100 different varieties of plant materials. And the reason that we've focused on these seeds is that, you know, from a health and nutrition standpoint, they're just very, very rich, very, very dense in terms of different types of nutrients and antioxidants. And as you know, the plant puts a lot of antioxidants into a seed to protect the plant embryo. You know, that embryo in the plant seed has to be able to, live, but also be dormant for years, sometimes tens and scores of years, even hundreds of years. The antioxidants protect that embryo from oxidative stress, from photo damage, from UV damage, and really shield it from the environment, different microorganism activity, viruses, and so on. There have been examples where plant seeds have been germinated that are hundreds of years old, even thousands of years old. So it is good evidence that, you know, these seeds just have, you know, some really strong antioxidant protection. But just as importantly, the seed also provides nutrition for that embryo in the first hours of its life when it comes out of dormancy. Sometimes, you know, the plant embryo will live off that seed for weeks before it's able to send down roots and produce its own food. So the plant seed also, besides these antioxidants, have essential fatty acids that are important for all our cells in our body. They have omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids, which are essential for our bodies as well. We need those types of fatty acids, from good nutrition. Our bodies cannot produce them on our own. They also have, the seeds also have different phytosterols. These are very healthy for the heart. Have different types of minerals, things like magnesium and zinc, within the seed. And so, you know, from a dietary supplement standpoint, we found that these fruit seeds from like raspberry and blueberry and cranberry, as well as different herbs like milk thistle and black cumin, provide just a terrific basis for, a health supplement line. These are really food-based materials. They're just really dense food materials. We're different, I guess, from other dietary supplement companies where, different ingredients are brought together, maybe a dozen or more different ingredients from different sources, and put into a capsule and then sold. Whereas ours are strictly, formulated by nature.
You know what? The reason I was very interested in your company was because, this topic of food as medicine. I love to hear it on TV so we can all encourage people to eat better. But then is that really food as medicine really working? Because, when you go to buy your food, it's already been picked, and Lord knows how long it's been on that shelf, and it definitely was picked green. Because we live here in the Deep South. This is an example. Mid-July, I went to buy some tomatoes at the grocery store, and I said, okay, so I'm here, let's go look. So the tomatoes are from Canada. And I'm like, I live in the Deep South. Why do I need to buy tomatoes from Canada? And how, why couldn't I get them from somewhere locally where they were just as fresh as ever and just bring them into the store? So apparently they were grown in Canada. They had to have been picked green. Mm-hmm. And they would just be, develop their color and their growing process by coming down in a truck. And we all know how, well, maybe a lot of people don't know, is that farmers pick these fruits and vegetables when they are not ripe. They put them into tractor trailers, and when those are ready to go out, they are then gassed to be able to start that process of ripening in the truck till they get to the store. And I mean, when you think about it, is that really food as medicine then? Whereas with ImmunoViva, I mean, I tell people all the time, get the smallest things. Start with sprouts and microgreens, you know. That is the densest form. So if you're taking it from seeds, it's not like I'm trying to eat a tomato from Walmart that came out of Canada in the middle of July, you know, and trying to get my concentrated, you know, enzymes and fruits and nutrients and everything from that. Really, your product is so dense and it has such a concentration. One or two capsules there, you couldn't eat that much food to be able to get that. Don't you agree?
Absolutely, yes. You're absolutely correct. You know, just as an example to illustrate that, to make a teaspoon of raspberry seed oil, it takes about 15 pounds of fruit to have enough seed to make a teaspoon of oil. So when you're getting that, taking that oil in a teaspoon, you know, you're really getting the antioxidants and the, you know, the good chemical compounds from that are derived from 15 pounds of fruit. So you really can't, you couldn't normally, you know, consume that much fruit on a daily basis or on a regular basis.
Absolutely. And, you know, people, yesterday I was speaking with another woman, and she said, oh, I need to run out and get a juicer because my husband's not feeling well now. Well, you can run out and get a juicer, and granted you're going to be able to get as much as you possibly can into that glass of juice, but you're still not getting everything that those plants, fruits, and vegetables had to offer in that glass. And how much is it going to cost, you know, to use 5 pounds of kale, you know, 20 tomatoes, and, you know, maybe four, like you said, 4 or 5 pounds of raspberries, and let's just throw them all into the juicer, throw away half of the really good stuff, which is the pulp and the fiber, and take that juice, drink that, and then sit down and, you know, hope and a wing and a prayer that you're going to feel great, you know?
Sure.
And it's just such a different concept to be able to look at your products because it's so concentrated, and it isn't dead because it's not in a tablet, and it isn't dead because it's been dried or buffered down, you know, with a lot of other fillers. You know, it's similar to when you go to the grocery store and you look at a container and says, we've now added we've added antioxidants to this soda. Perfect example.
Okay.
You know, antioxidants to the soda. And you look on the back, it says that they've added a little bit of vitamin E in there. And you're going, oh, that must be a good thing then. So that will make me choose this soda over that soda. And if you really look at it, it's like such a minuscule amount, and it's still a chemical that they added, you know.
Sure.
When you can turn around and look at your products, and they are just so wildly different. I started with your product was with the core and the ease. And I can tell you from my personal experience, within 24 hours, I could feel the difference. And that was astounding to me because I've been, like I said, I've been taking vitamins and supplements since the 70s. You know, we've all grown up with those, and this, that, and the other passes, you know. People send me stuff, let's try this, let's try that. And I'm like, okay, you know. Some make you sick. They don't dissolve in your GI system. You know, people are ill these days. If you think you're healthy, I beg to differ. Not too many people are healthy. And if you're looking to supplements to be able to dissolve in your stomach and you get all this crap in there, how much is really working? You know, so I really found that your products made a huge difference, and it was something that you could actually feel. It wasn't just something that went through you or, you know, the idea of, oh, well, if I'm having a bowel movement or urination and you see a different color, then it must be, you know, it's going through and it's working. A lot of times it's just plowing through you anyway and you don't even notice it, you know?
Yeah, sure.
I really found yours have been absorbed very well. Just to let everyone know, on the website, www.immunoviva.com, You can find out. There's a tab there, and it says Learn. And in Learn, it shows you, talks about the cold pressing that Mark has been speaking about, and it has a great story there, and it will give you all that information. So definitely go check out their website, and you'll find everything about the power of nature there and the benefit of antioxidants and how they do the cold press. So again, that website is www.immunoviva.com. So Mark, can you tell us a little bit about some of the special oils that you have? I know you have a lot of black cumin, which I can tell you very rarely if you pooled a group of 100 people, not one person would know what you're talking about.
No, but, you know, if you go to PubMed, that's the reference for
right.
scientific and medical literature, and you put in black cumin, or the scientific name is Nigella sativa. Many hundreds of publications will come up. It's been very heavily studied, you know, throughout the world. Unfortunately, not very much in the U.S. You know, I think we're right. one of the pioneers in that area. But it's an herb that grows in the Middle East. It will actually grow here in, you know, in North America as well. We've actually mm-hmm. grown it. But it's an herb that's been grown for thousands of years, and it was always known to be helpful and supportive of the immune system. There have been some clinical studies in Europe that show that, and it's just a very, very special oil because it is, it's just really very, very high in antioxidant activity. Again, it has a compound in it called thymoquinone that has been very mm-hmm. studied very, very extensively. So in terms of the other oils, you know, we do a lot with fruits. We do cranberry, raspberry, pomegranate, grape. You know, and what's interesting with these fruit seeds is that when you eat a raspberry, for example,
right.
Your body doesn't typically digest much of the seed. You know, mm-hmm. it passes through you pretty quickly. The same would be true for some of the other fruit seeds, you know, like grape seed. You know, grape seed extract, for example, is, you know, a supplement that's quite frequently used. But, you know, in our case, we're just simply, you know, pressing oil from the grape seed. And there are some really nice special attributes. You know, one question that comes up is, you know, why should we, you know, consume the oil versus just consuming the seed?
Mm-hmm.
And the oils are very bioabsorbable. You know, they're absorbed in your skin when they're applied topically, and they're absorbed very quickly internally as well. So you just get more bioavailability in this form than if you were to just, you know, crunch some seeds, I guess.
Sure. And everybody thinks, let's put the seeds in our little coffee filter and push down, and we'll get some nice oils and stuff out of there. Or if we throw the seeds in our food processor or our juicer, we'll still get the benefits. And I really beg to differ on that, because if the fruits and vegetables themselves are already on their way to being on the downside, you know, they've already reached their peak.
Mm-hmm.
Just how viable are all those, you know, items from them? You know, everybody says, well, I have some tomatoes that are kind of going bad. Let's just cut off the bad spot and throw it in a juicer. Not so good, you know. You kind of want young, strong, healthy things. You know, you want seeds. You don't want something that's on its way, you know, to being going into the disposal.
Yeah, you know, and we've done some studies that show the antioxidant activity that are in the seeds is many, many, many times greater than in the fruit pumice, you know, even
right.
the skin. It's unfortunate, but, you know, when you drink a glass of cranberry juice, you know, you're drinking something that has some good value, but, you know, the real, kind of the real mother load of antioxidants are not there. You know, they've been discarded in that part of the juice.
Yeah, I think it's the same you can think about supplements as you could think about foods. How many times does it pass through a process of somebody's hands to get to you?
Absolutely, and how long has it taken, too? You know, frequently it goes
right.
from one party, one company to another company until, you know, maybe it's passed through three or four hands over the course of a year
right.
or longer before it's actually used in the supplement.
And how has it been held also, too? I mean, when you go to a grocery store and you think their food is safe, they're putting organics next to regulars, you know, but it's been in the back and the roaches have been crawling all over it. Well, you know, how safe is everything, you know, anymore? You really need to look at the reputable companies. I mean, you're a reputable company and you deal with the products in a clean and, you know, very good way. But if you're not taking your products and sending them out to, you know, four or five other processes and bringing them back and then selling them, you're taking care of it in-house.
Right. You know, when you buy a product from us, you know, we produce it. You're not dealing with
right.
the middlemen. You know, and just to follow up on your question about what other oils,
mm-hmm.
you know, we do these fruits and we do some vegetable seed oils. These are things like we do some watermelon seed oil, some pumpkin seed oil.
Wow.
Just quite a large variety, carrot seed oil. These typically are used more for skincare, and
mm-hmm.
really, when we started, you know, 10 years ago or so, these were all kind of new in the marketplace, and it's taken us a while to kind of educate other businesses on what the value of these ingredients are, too. But we're seeing really a significant growth in the use of our oils in skincare products. You know, there are some products out there that are, you know, more focusing on, you know, just really truly natural ingredients.
Mm-hmm. That'll be my next purchase. I did want to try your skin product next, as did my daughter. And you said that they were good and healthy also for acne skin or your teens or, you know, young adults. It's not just something that you wait until you're sick and you turn around and you're going to need. You know, these are things that you should be taking and starting, you know, your young adults on.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yes. And, you know, and they provide UV protection, you know, for being outdoors and provide protection mm-hmm. against oxidative stress that results from, you know, sunlight.
Right.
So, you know, using them topically during the daytime is a good thing.
Sounds wonderful. I was wondering if you could give us some information on your contact, the website, and how people could purchase your products, and some ways to contact you through that website or others to be able to find out more information about your company.
Certainly, sure. Well, it's our product line is called ImmunoViva. It's ImmunoViva. So the website URL would be www.immunoviva.com. Our company's name is Botanic Innovations. And under the company, we produce these other ingredients. But our product line for consumers, you know, the supplement line is the ImmunoViva. So you can order products, you know, over our website. Or you can call in. There's an 800 number, and you can also call in an order. You know, we process the orders here daily, and typically they're sent out within that same day, or at least within 24 hours. And you know, you can order with credit card or pay by check.
Do people need to order a large amount to be able to order from you, or can they order just one or two bottles of each? And do you ever have any specials?
We do have specials from time to time that are on the website, and you can order as small or as much as you like. And I should mention, you know, we've got a couple of products that are relatively inexpensive. We have a tea that is made up of 8 different fruit and herbs, seed powders. It's a very good tasting tea, and has something called D-ribose. It's a sugar that your body utilizes to produce energy. And so it's an energy product, energy tea, and it does not have caffeine.
Wow, and, sounds wonderful.
Yeah. And then we also have it in an effervescent form, where it's a powder that's added to a glass of water. And it's you know, a very nice tasting drink as well. Again, it has the D-ribose along with these antioxidants, and it's an energy drink.
Mm-hmm. You know what I have found is that now that it's been the summer from you know where, and everybody's been drinking a lot of these sports drinks,
yes.
they don't really realize that sports drinks will raise your blood pressure through the roof. And if you turn around and, you know, some of these other natural effervescents like you have, it doesn't do that because it's just providing energy to the cells. It's not turning around and putting in salt and sugar to raise your blood pressure.
Yeah, absolutely, yes. You know, and it's safe for children. You know, I mean, some of these sports drinks have a very high amount of caffeine, and, you know, it's really not good for children's health.
Yeah, and you look around, little kids are drinking Gatorade and some of those other drinks that they pour all this stuff in, and it's, you know, your kids don't need energy drinks if they're, you know, 4 and 5, but they do need nutrients, and that's what yours provide is the nutrients.
That's correct, absolutely.
So if you'd like to, is there anything else you'd like to share about your company? We're coming down the bottom of the hour. I'm sorry, the half hour.
Well, I should just mention the 800 number if somebody wants to call in and order.
Great.
It would be 1-800-719-9878. And again, it's very easy to order over the website, too, at www.immunoviva. It's IMMUNOVIVA, immunoviva.com.
Great. And also, if you're a healthcare provider, I would encourage you to contact the company, and they will be able to send you some more information on the company and more information about their products. And you can request some of their studies from them. But do directly contact the company, and you'll be able to offer these products also to your patients.
Yes, we've had about, I think, about 20 different papers now, scientific papers that have been authored by other nutrition and medical experts on different aspects of our ingredients and our oils. So they address areas of cardiovascular health, inflammation, immune health, and so on. And, you know, we're happy to provide copies of those papers as well.
Sounds wonderful. You know, when I thought about we were going to go pick blueberries, I think it was about 2 weeks ago now, and everybody was talking about how the blueberries were not good this year, you know, then it's time to really look at some seed oils that you don't have to rely on. Well, let's just skip blueberries for this year, you know?
Yeah.
So many of these fruits and vegetables that you're not able to get this year, you know, are going to be passing us by. You know, by supplementing with some of these oils, you're still able to get all those benefits.
No, that's absolutely correct, yes.
You know, the food supply being what it is, you know.
Certainly.
Well, thank you so much for being with us today, Mark. Again, his company is immunoviva.com. The products are absolutely fabulous. They're very dense in their nutrients and enzymes because they come from the seeds, and they aren't over-processed because they are cold, fresh-pressed. It's very important to find out more information about your supplements and vitamins before you take them. Going into your grocery store or your drugstore and just picking something off the shelf because, you know, someone else might turn around and say, oh, I tried that, that was great. It might be great for them, but it definitely might not be good for you. So I would encourage you to try out some of the products from ImmunoViva. If you have any concerns about any of the items inside of a product, like if it has cumin oil or if it has grapeseed or if it has blueberry, do ask the customer service people. They have a lot of information. They're more than happy to help you with you. So thank you so much for being with us today, Mark.
Hey, I appreciate your interest very much, and we look forward to talking with you further.
Great. Thank you so much, and thank you for being with us today, everybody. And, again, see you in the next show.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.